Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This morning's submarine push. Anthony Albanese looks to fast-track the delivery of nuclear subs to shore up our defence force. A lucky escape for a P-plater who smashed into a power pole in Sydney's southwest. Spending big, the New South Wales government's plan to ease the housing crisis. Mass Toyota recall, more than a quarter of a million owners to be compensated. And a standing ovation for Bruce McAvaney on TV's Night of Nights.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Australia's new defence minister is looking to bolster ties with the country's allies, reaffirming his commitment to the AUKUS submarine partnership. Political reporter Jennifer Beshwati is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Jen. He wants to see the rollout of nuclear-powered submarines fast-tracked.
That's right. Good morning, Jody. It's to fulfil a new pledge by the Albanese government to deliver a fit-for-purpose defence force to counter rising threats in the Indo-Pacific region, particularly China's growing influence and aggression. Now, speaking to the Daily Telegraph, the new defence minister, Richard Miles, says that he wants to fast-track the delivery of submarines to fill a so-called capability gap. Now, that could mean speeding up the building process with the United States and the United Kingdom. Now, Mr. Miles did back the increased spending on defence upgrades and says that that will be maintained under a Labor government. We're also seeing a ramp up of British defence and diplomatic presence in the Indo-Pacific with the announcement that the Royal Navy will soon deploy warships to the region to stop Beijing building military bases on South Pacific island nations. Jody?
Okay, Jen Beshwati, thank you. The New South Wales government is pledging $500 million to help ease the housing crisis. It's hoped the funding package, set to be unveiled in tomorrow's state budget, will allow for more land to be freed up and planning approvals fast-tracked. The budget commitment will focus on housing affordability, funding the construction of thousands of homes across the state. A police investigation is underway in Brisbane's southeast after a woman was found dead inside a home. Officers and emergency crews found the body inside a house at Victoria Point yesterday afternoon. A number of people were inside at the time and they're assisting officers with their inquiries. The cause of the death is not yet clear. A P-plater is lucky to be alive after smashing into a power pole and flipping his car in Sydney's southwest. Emergency services were called to Moorebank shortly after 10 o'clock last night, following reports a vehicle spun out of control and crashed. The driver and a passenger managed to climb out of the wreck with only minor injuries. Worshippers in Victoria's Islamic community have been left on edge after a suburban mosque was targeted by vandals. Security cameras captured the moment 12 intruders broke into the Lang Warren Mosque. They smashed doors and windows, threw holy books on the ground and rode bikes through a prayer room. Police are calling for those responsible to come forward. Toyota is facing what could be Australia's largest ever class action payout. More than 260,000 Toyota owners will be able to apply for compensation from today after the federal court found customers had been sold defective vehicles between 2015 and 2020. Eligible Hilux, Prado and Fortuna owners can register their interest from 10 a.m. The total compensation is predicted to be more than $2 billion. The Logies have made a dazzling return after a two-year hiatus, and one of Seven's own broadcasting legends stole the show. Commentary great Bruce McAvaney was given a standing ovation when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. In an emotional speech, he shared some of his favourite memories from behind the microphone, thanking wife Annie for having a profound effect on his career. There were also wins for Home and Away and Seven's coverage of the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics. Comedian Hamish Blake picked up the gold Logie. It's been revealed a cyber attack on a government agency has cost Australians hundreds of thousands of dollars. Drivers' licences, phone numbers and tax records were all stolen in a Transport for New South Wales data breach. It's believed scammers may have profited up to $1 million from that breach alone. Online scams have cost Australians a combined $160 million this year. AFL star Jordan Dugowie will meet with Collingwood officials today as his playing future hangs in the balance. The 26-year-old flew out from Bali last night to return to Melbourne after vision surfaced of him partying on a mid-season break. The star forward has blasted the media for persecuting athletes, saying enough is enough on social media. But women's advocates say his behaviour shouldn't be dismissed. The moment a ute driver went on a wild rampage in Darwin has been captured on video, and a warning, some viewers may find these images distressing. In the clip, the vehicle is being driven erratically and appears to be following a group of people.
Get out!
It then careers into a driveway, hitting a man who was running away. Miraculously, he gets up and walks away as the driver slams into a garden bed and then speeds off. Victoria Police has been slammed by the union after several 24-hour stations were forced to close temporarily. The state government maintains the staff shortage is due to an increase in the number of workers getting sick, but the union claims the force is being poorly managed overall.
McDonald's is servicing the community of Victoria better than Victoria Police at this point in time.
Stations at Williamstown and Sandringham were closed to the public over the weekend, while Sunbury was left without enough officers to operate police vans. Several climate activists have spent the night behind bars after police stormed their bush headquarters north of Sydney. Officers say when they raided the base of Blockade Australia, they were surrounded and their car tyres were slashed. A number of people were arrested days before planned traffic protests on major roads. Officers will return to the base today to continue gathering evidence. An Adelaide grandmother has been forced to wait almost 3 hours for an ambulance after falling on a footpath and breaking her hip. Her daughter says she had no choice but to lie there in the cold weather until help arrived.
As much as we wanted to get her up and just put her in the car and take her, I'm glad that we didn't, because that fracture could have got a lot worse. You can't leave people like this for that amount of time.
She's likely to remain in hospital for several weeks. A cream that can treat skin cancer is being trialled in Australia. It's less painful and faster than surgery, and it only needs to be applied once.
Any excuse to soak up the sun, even at the start of winter.
There are over 750,000 new skin cancers a year in Australia.
The problem isn't getting any better. Increasing globally, there are more than 7.7 million cases of non-melanoma skin cancer each year. This is a potential treatment, a radioactive paste that's painted on like whiteout.
It releases beta radiation, and that beta radiation travels through the skin approximately 3 millimetres deep, and so it'll clobber any cancer cells within that depth.
It's less invasive than surgery, doesn't even touch the skin surface.
It requires no anaesthetic at all, no local. There's no pain attached to the treatment. It's single session treatment done as an outpatient. So for some patients, it would be advantageous. And surgery is very effective, but it can leave scarring.
Hollywood Hospital has now applied it to its first patients. It needs more for the trial.
Perth is part of a bigger picture. This is a global trial. There are studies not only being done on the East Coast, but also in Austria, Germany, and the United Kingdom.
There are 210 adults taking part. Their progress will be monitored over 2 years.
Over the ensuing few weeks, you'll get some local reaction from the radiation treatment. There'll be perhaps a bit of blistering or oozing, and then crusting, and then it'll eventually heal. But it can take up to about 6 months.
To taking on the big C one stroke at a time. Jordan Katz, 7 News.
Singer Robbie Williams has flown in from the UK to perform at a private function in Melbourne. Williams made the surprise appearance during a La Trobe financial event at Crown Palladium. The fee Williams charged is unknown, but as an indication, he was due to be paid almost $2 million to perform at the 2020 Australian Grand Prix. Bitcoin has dived below $20,000 for the first time in 2 years. It's now lost 70% of its value since peaking at $69,000 a coin in November of 2020. Cryptocurrencies have struggled in recent months, with investors selling off more volatile assets. The turmoil has been so bad, some platforms are refusing to let people withdraw their money. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones finished the week lower. The Nasdaq rose. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX gained. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,841 an ounce. Oil is $110 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 69.36 US cents, 93.58 Japanese yen and $1.09 New Zealand. To breaking news, and swimming's world governing body FINA has voted to effectively ban transgender athletes from competing in elite women's races. Reporter Miley Hogan is in London. Good morning, Miley. They've introduced strict new rules about which transgender athletes can compete.
Yes, Jodie, this is effectively a ban on male to female transgender swimmers, cutting them out from competing in major international events, including the Olympics. Under the new policy, FINA will now require transgender athletes to have completed their transition by the age of 12 in order to be eligible to compete. Now, this decision took place at a FINA meeting today that was held in Budapest. That's the same place that the World Championships are currently being held. Now, before the vote, a number of medical and legal experts in the field addressed the room, but also a number of athletes, including our own Kate Campbell, the four-time gold medalist, spoke about inclusion in the sport, but also fairness, addressing her own swimming journey.
It is my hope that young girls all around the world can continue to dream of becoming Olympic and world champions in a female category, prioritising the competitive cornerstone of fairness. However, it is also my hope that a young gender diverse child can walk into a swimming club and feel the same level of acceptance that a 9-year-old immigrant kid from Africa did all those years ago.
Another major part of this decision today is FINA says that it is going to investigate setting up an open category that would allow transgender athletes to compete at an elite level. FINA says that this would be a world first and they would be leading the way right around the world, Jody.
Okay, Miley Hogan in London, thank you. NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg has warned Russia's war in Ukraine could go on for years. He says the West must prepare to continue supporting Ukraine for the long haul, adding that while the costs of war are high, the price of letting Moscow achieve its military goals is even greater. Heavy fighting continues in the eastern Donbass region as Russian forces try to break the Ukrainian defenders' resistance. At least 59 people have died in monsoon storms across northeastern India and Bangladesh. The wild weather has unleashed a devastating flood that's left millions of people stranded. Entire villages are underwater after several rivers burst their banks. In Bangladesh, the army has been drafted in to help evacuate households cut off from neighbouring communities. Security forces at the Vatican were briefly put on high alert after a driver ploughed through a police cordon near St Peter's Square. The 39-year-old failed to stop at a checkpoint, leading to a chase, during which an officer fired a shot at the car's wheels. Police arrested the driver using a taser. The chase took place in a busy tourist area where large groups gather to attend the Pope's Sunday prayer. A courageous mother has won a battle to make button batteries safer for children. Australia is becoming the first country in the world to introduce strict new safety rules.
14-month-old Bella Rees died after swallowing a button battery. Her mother has been on a mission ever since.
I made a promise to her 7 years ago that I'll change things. And we wanted these laws and I fought to get them.
Ms. Rees' tireless campaign has driven new safety standards that come into effect on Wednesday. All products containing button batteries must be in a secure compartment. Packaging needs to be child-resistant and have a warning. Any manufacturer or retailer caught breaking the rules could face a fine of up to $10 million. It impacts common items like thermometers, car keys, watches, and even toys.
They're like cockroaches. Once you start looking for them, you'll find them. Purge what you have. So we estimate that about 20 kids a week present to emergency departments having swallowed or inserted a button battery.
We didn't witness it. Within 2 hours, it can be fatal.
A lasting legacy to protect young lives in memory of a little girl who never grew up.
It's mixed emotions for me. This came at a significant loss to me and my family. I do feel proud that we've achieved this.
Rachel Ward, 7 News.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In sport, New South Wales have made 7 changes to their squad for Sunday's second State of Origin game. Matt Burton will debut in the centres with COC for Talakai on the bench. Queensland will name their team this morning with Jai Arrow into the side for injured forward Ruben Cotter. The Gold Coast Suns continue challenging for their first AFL finals appearance. They're just 1 win outside the top 8 after their 43-point victory over Adelaide. It was soured by a horrible ankle injury to Will Powell. Australia have crashed to a record defeat to Sri Lanka in their third one-day international. After the top order failed to fire, Travis Head went from 46 to 70 not out in 2 overs, lifting the Aussies to 6 for 291 in Colombo. But the fielding was dreadful and the bowling attack was taken apart.
See him off. We'll see the ball off.
Nasanka made 137 and Sri Lanka made their highest chase against Australia with 6 wickets and 9 balls to spare. They lead the series 2-1. Kayleigh McEwen's bold shot at World Championships gold fell short. Our Olympic champion skipped the 100 backstroke to focus on the 200 metres individual medley. American Alex Walsh won it.
Silver to McEwen. It's a world junior record to Hayes in taking the bronze.
USA raced ahead with 5 gold to Australia's 2 after night 2 in Budapest. The final round of the US Open is underway and Adam Scott's been rolling in birdies, but he was still 7 shots off the lead into the back 9 after this beauty.
It'll reach. That's huge.
Mark Leishman is also firing as they try to chase down leaders Will Zalatoris and Matthew Fitzpatrick. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, high pressure will keep most of the country settled and dry. Partly cloudy in Brisbane today, heading for a top of 22 degrees. A shower or two, 19 the top in Sydney, cloudy and 15 in Canberra, late showers in Melbourne heading for 17. Partly cloudy, 15 in Hobart. Adelaide, showers with a top of 15 degrees. Perth, a shower or two heading for 20. And mostly sunny, a top of 33 degrees in Darwin.